In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Our text for today is the reading from Ephesians, which I've just read. Please be seated. As a parent, I love to quote the fourth commandment to my kids. It's probably my favorite of all of the commandments. It says, honor your father and your mother. Luther tells us that children are to not to despise their parents and other authorities, but they are to honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. St. Paul, in our text for today, reminds us that children are to show honor to their parents so that they might live long in the land. This reminds us that under the Mosaic law, disobedient children were to be stoned to death for their disobedience. Now being grounded doesn't seem all that bad, does it? But since the fourth commandment establishes also the office of father and mother, that means it also applies to parents as well. St. Paul follows his table of duties entry for children with an admonition to parents. He says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. But these words are more than just a directive from the Holy Spirit on how to raise your children. This verse also establishes for us the basis for Christian education among God-fearing parents. Today, we host our teachers from our Lutheran Central School here at the beginning of its 51st academic year. And we do well to hear on this day from God's Word what He demands of parents with regards to the education of their children and what blessings this Christian education gives to them. First, what does God's Word demand of us when it comes to the education of our children? For this question, we must investigate God's Word a little bit farther than that to figure out from whence our children come. I'm guessing that all of you who are parents probably know the answer to that question, where do children come from? We assume that children are a fruit of the relationship between husbands and wives, and to a large degree, we're right. That's where children come from. However, as our world has grown more godless by the year, we have forgotten who it is that opens and closes the womb. Think of the many examples that we find in the scriptures of women who were childless until God directly intervened. Abraham's wife, Sarah, Jacob's wife, Rachel, Hannah, the mother of Samuel, and even Mary, the mother of our Lord. All of them had their children, all because of God's almighty power in their lives. We have sort of deluded ourselves into thinking that we control when and where we have children or not to have children, but that ignores the clear scriptural teaching that it is God who gives us our children. As the psalmist declares, children are a heritage from the Lord, and God formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. With this in mind, parents must consider that we first and foremost owe obedience to God, and that above all, we should earnestly and faithfully discharge our duties as parents. Since He is the one who gives us our children, He is the one who determines how we are to raise our children. We are simply stewards of these gifts, even as we are stewards of everything else He places into our hands. And so, we are not only to provide for the material support of our children, but we are to bring them up to the praise and honor of our God. Being a parent is not simply for our pleasure or our whim, because God will certainly hold us accountable on the day of judgment for how we raised our children. In our culture today, children are almost treated as idols. We provide for their every desire, sometimes more than their every need. We put them in clubs and on every sports team that we could possibly put them on. We spare no expense and hope against hope that our kid will be the one in a million that gets that sports scholarship or even goes pro. We do what we can to provide the best education we can by planning to send them to a big university so that they can have more than what we did when we were growing up. It's all the American dream, right? But the American dream is not what God commands of us, and can even be found at times to be in opposition to what God commands us as parents. I invite you to hear again what St. Paul says to us. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Let us allow God's word to conform our minds to the mind of Christ. With this in mind, the question now becomes not how can we provide the best stuff for our children, but the question becomes, how can we teach our children that they may stand with us on the last day and confess the name of Jesus Christ, who is their only Savior from sin, death, and the power of the devil? How can we best prepare our children not so that they can play on the best youth sports team that money can buy or earn the most money that they possibly can, but how is it that we can ensure that they will be standing with us around the throne of God on the last day, singing the praises of God with all the angels, archangels, and with all the company of heaven? This, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, is our top priority when it comes to the fourth commandment. But it is also the top priority of Christians who take seriously Christ's commission to make disciples of all nations by baptizing and by teaching them to observe all that the Lord has commanded us in his word. For what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and yet loses his soul? No, our aim as a Christian congregation is to provide the best Christian education that we possibly can for our children. That is why our congregation has had such a long-standing commitment to Christian education. Some of you sitting in the pews today are products of the school that used to meet here in this place. And many more of you are current students or products of our association school in Brownstown. And this is not just the mission effort of students and their parents. No, this word of God that establishes the office of parent gives each of us a duty to raise the children who are in our midst in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. We do this with our prayers, by our example, by teaching our children the importance of coming to the divine service on Sunday morning, by bringing our children to Sunday school and the divine service. And we also do it with our offerings as we support our association school. We do this when we equip our parents to teach their children to pray around the table at home and to listen to the word of God from the mouths of their fathers and mothers. And it is through these things that God raises up for himself qualified and capable men and women for service in both church and state. Even despite our many failings as parents, God still uses us to train our children in his word and in the study of his creation. This is why we place alongside the word of God, the catechism and the hymnal, science, math, English, history, and social studies texts. When we provide our children with a good Christian education that teaches them to confess Jesus as Lord, we are bringing our children to Christ that he might bless them for of such belongs the kingdom of God. Through these things, Christ also draws our children to himself, that they would never be out of his hand. For the goal of this Christian education, both in the school, in the church, and also in the home, is to guard our children in the hope of our Lord, so that neither the world nor Satan may pull them from the Lord's hand, that they would stand firm in the times of trial and temptation, and be with us on the last day. So today, let us give thanks to God for our fathers in the faith who so strongly were committed to Christian education in this place, and let us also follow after their example. For if this is done, God will richly bless us and give us grace, that our children might be trained to benefit our nation, our churches, and our homes. We will have soundly instructed citizens, virtuous and home-loving wives who would faithfully bring up their children to be godly. What a joy it will be to see all of our young children, our grandchildren, and even our great-grandchildren standing with us and singing the praises of our God when the Lord returns on the last day. And so, let us bring our children, as the fathers and mothers in the gospel reading for today did. Let us lay our children into the hands of Christ, who is their Savior and ours, that they may also come to know Christ by faith and confess him in a world that so desperately needs to hear his saving name. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.